What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, it's Chinese best friend.
We haven't been together in the studio in a while, man.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know what the hell's going on. You finally came back from your long vacation in Africa.
Yes, man. I went home. This is the longest I've actually been in Ghana. Usually I'm going like 7 to 10 days. This time I was there for like 21 days, man.
Wow.
You know, I just need to get away. I need a vacation and I need to get away. And I got away, motherfucker. I'm the one that got away.
Well, I thought you was never going to come back. I thought you joined the Ghana Air Force or Marines. I don't know.
Nah, they won't let me in the Marines, man. I'm not. You got to be like under 25 to join the Marines or the Ghana Army, okay? I'm not going to join the service. They won't let me in.
Well, the outfit you're wearing right now, it looks like a helicopter dropped you off.
Yeah, drop me off home, finally, man. I like Evel Knievel, motherfucker. The low budget, urban, the ghetto Evel Knievel. How you been?
Oh, I'm good, Mike. You know, before you left Ghana, I didn't get a chance to see you. Congratulations on your world-breaking news engagement.
Yes.
The first ever in the Breakfast Club.
It was the first ever, you know. And the thing about it, when I did it, I didn't think it was the first ever. I don't watch the show that much to know, like, if anybody's ever done it. I didn't know I was the first one till I got there. Not till I got there, till I did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't my intentions to do it on such a great big platform. You know, what made me decide to do this and why? Because nobody knew I was going to do this. You didn't know I was going to do this.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about engagement. It shouldn't just surprise a woman. I think it should surprise every fucking body. Because a lot of time when people know your moves, you're going to have people that are going to try to like, hey, Mike, you know, don't do it. Or bitches like, hey, Mike, come on, how about Mike Coochie? You know what I mean? You about to So, you know, sometimes you might tell your best friend. He might be like, hey, you sure you want to do this? The best thing to do when you're trying to propose to a woman, this is really your decision as a person.
Yeah.
Is you have nothing to do with your friends. Is you have nothing to do with your family. You know, you don't go ask, I mean, not unless you're not sure about the person. When you are sure about the person that you are proposing to, you don't need no one's permission because all they're going to try to do is discourage you.
Yeah,
you know, hey man, come on, you remember that time she did this, remember this, and that, you remember this, are you sure she's the one? She's this, she a gold digger, she did, she dead, you know, too much shit.
Yeah,
but when you know that person, you know, like I know Ryder,
she's an amazing girl, Michael Blackson.
Ryder is the best woman on earth,
yeah,
you know. She's like, with Ryder, I feel like I have a wife, a mother, a guardian, and an accountant, a manager. She has all those things in her. She's that great of a person. It's like I got one stop shop. Is that what it's called?
One stop shop. It's like going to Costco. And
yeah, because if I did any other woman, I'm gonna need a woman, and of course, great everything. Like in bed, we're so compatible in bed. You know, sex is amazing. I mean, you know,
that's the most important part.
Very important, man. I mean, your dick has to get hard for your woman all the time.
Yeah,
and she keeps my dick hard. I mean, to bring my dick, between us. I'm
dick in the show.
Yeah, but because if I was to propose to another woman, she probably won't have all those characters that Ryder has. So now I have to get a bitch that got good pussy. Now I need another bitch that can count. I need another bitch to like, you know, to cook food. Another bitch to do this. With Ryder, I got 7 bitch in one. Excuse me, I didn't call my woman a bitch, but you know what I mean.
That's pretty good, you know, characteristics.
Yeah, it's very important, man. Guys, don't propose to a woman because you pussy whipped.
Yeah.
Not just that. Make sure she could whip pussy and whip a fucking meal too on the stove. Make sure she could fucking be, if you need help with accounting, if you need help, if you have baby mother, you know, anything that you need, woman that could deal with all of those things, that could help you through those things, you know?
Yeah.
And Ryder is that type. Ryder is definitely, and she don't want, and besides just being my woman and being a great woman, she don't want, you know, then she goes on the road with me and work.
Yeah, she's so amazing. I see her.
She works. She comes on the road and works. She, you know,
she helps
and
you.
And she don't even want money. She don't. She don't want no money, right? Then she don't want me to pay her for her work. I'm like, no, I'm going to pay you for working. Wow. You know, she don't want to get paid for work. She said, Mike, I'm just here to help you. You're my man. And whatever you need help with, that's what I'm here for. And, you know, a lot of time people say people do that just to, like, get you in. And then once you just sucked in and then you see the true colors, man, I'm not worried about none of that. Rada is definitely.
She's been through a lot with you. She's
an MVP.
Yeah, MVP.
So overall, I got a great woman. So I didn't need nobody's permission. That's why it was a secret. Breakfast Club did not know that I was going to do that. That's why Charlamagne
was shocked.
He was so shocked that he almost ruined it. But he didn't. He had no idea either. Even when I was going through my bag for the ring, he didn't know what I was doing. He was just trying to make me look stupid because he knew I was going to pull out a ring.
He was so surprised.
He wanted me to look so stupid that, you know, but when I put the ring out, he looked so stupid that he tried to congratulate me. But thank you, Charlamagne, for the support. You fucking.
It was all over the internet.
It did. We did shut the internet down. Not only was it over the internet, since it happened, she gained about 80,000 followers.
Wow.
Then it verified her because everybody was just, you know.
Did you verify her already?
She got verified.
Congratulations, Rada. Woohoo.
She, you know, and the thing about it, when she prior to her engagement, you know, she tried to get verified. They're like, no, they say you don't qualify. As soon as she got engaged and everybody on the internet is like looking her up, like, who's this girl? And then she just, boom, she gained 80,000 followers.
Wow.
Boom, became IG verified her on their own.
She didn't even have to ask?
She didn't ask.
Wow.
You didn't notice that?
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You got verified. So maybe, you know, when you get engaged, you might get verified too, Johnny's best friend.
Motherfucker, nobody give a fuck about me. When you Google me, Chinese best friend restaurant in downtown LA will show up. Not me.
Is there a restaurant called Chinese best friend restaurant?
Yeah, I'm trying to, get some free meal over there.
He's like, yo, you using my name.
Yeah, you're using my name. I didn't see you last year. What the fuck? that's crazy.
So So I did not know it was going to go that viral.
Yeah, that went viral.
The whole world knew about this proposal. Yes, it stopped me. It's, you know, it probably
lost
a few side bitches. the most important part of it is like it made me grow up. I feel very grown.
Yeah.
Like, if I was the baby, I'd be the grown up right now. Like, it definitely grew me up, you know. And I think I'm old enough for today.
It's kind of time for you to grow up, motherfucker.
Eventually, you got to grow up, you know. And the thing about it, I'm growing up with the right person. Like, I don't, you know, Rada is a woman. Her name is Rada for a reason, because she's a Rada-da chick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Miss Rada-da.
Rada-da.
Wow, Rada-da. I didn't know that.
She's a Rada-da girl, and, you know, sometimes guys get married or engaged, you're like, oh God, my life is over. No, no, no. Not with Rada. I still going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, she's still a fun person. You know, I'm still going to occasionally get one side chick a month. Oh. Whether it will be between me and her having it, sharing this person, or by myself. That isn't our ordeal. You know, she knows that was my very weakest point is like, you know, staying faithful. So she said, you know, let me help this guy with his problem. But this will benefit both of us. And she's allowed to have one side bitch a month too. So whenever she wants her side chick, she go have a side chick. She cannot have a side nigga. No niggas allowed in this relationship, okay? One dick per relationship.
Oh, congratulations, Mike. You got a good deal.
Yeah, I got a pretty good deal, man. And when I got to Ghana, most of my friends, by the time I got there, the world, the news all over the world.
There was a big party in Ghana. I saw all them dancers. Where did you find them at?
Craigslist.
Ghana Craigslist?
Nah, but I actually, when I got there, I had some friends, some potential business partners with a drink called
Afro drink?
Afro Spirit. It's going to be a drink coming out very soon. It's more like a
rum.
It's in a rum family. It's very unique, very different. It's in mostly in Africa. It hasn't made it to the States yet, but those guys, you know, put a big event together at the house. And, you know, when we got there, she got that royal treatment, and We took our three friends with us, and they all felt like they felt like the movie Coming to America.
Yeah,
when they got to Ghana. So yeah, it was wonderful, great, man. Nothing like touching down in Ghana. It's like so
a lot of amazing people in Ghana. A lot of friendly, fun.
We went out. A lot of my guy friends, they all heard about the proposal, and they all knew about the, you know, the one side chick a month again, and they were all like, "Oh my God, Mike, can you talk to my woman?" I'm like, nigga, it's too late.
Yeah, you're breaking records and another record.
This, when you trying to, I'm saying you got to negotiate that shit early. I negotiated my shit. We negotiated that way before the engagement. We had this, you know, this was.
Yeah, my the ship has sailed. Titanic has sailed and hit the iceberg. I'm late.
Well, Chinese best friend. I mean, to get those kind of deals, you have to be successful.
Yeah, I have to be at least verified on Craigslist or. Or Reddit, or I don't know, MySpace.
You're not verified nowhere, Chinese best friend. You don't have no.
There's no way I get verified.
Bargaining room right now, okay? Right now, you have to, whatever your woman wants to do is what you have to do. If she wants to have a side nigger, she probably have one. But you have no room right now. But don't worry, Chinese best friend. Money is on its way. I see money coming in your next future.
Really? I see it?
Yeah, it's coming. You don't see it?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I kind of give up on it. Maybe one day, yeah.
But that's the story of my life, man. So it was a big engagement. Went home, got the chance, went to the school.
Your school. Everybody's wondering, you know, I heard a lot of comments. I read a lot of your comments, and people like, I want to put my kids to your school. I want to put my kids to your school. How many kids are you accepting, motherfucker? The whole Ghana?
No. This school's gonna be very. It's gonna be very, very special school. Okay, I'm gonna really target. I mean, every kid that come to the school, because this school is one pretty much one class per grade. Okay, so it's gonna be equivalent from first to ninth. It's like elementary to junior high. Because and the reason why I chose to stop at ninth is because. Senior high, which is like equivalent to like 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, is free in Ghana.
Well, wait a second. When you started the school, I thought it was just like a little school. Now made it bigger?
Yes, I'm extending it to junior high. So it's pretty much going to start from, in the Ghana term, it's primary to like, and I'm not sure.
Kindergarten,
to
pre-K?
GH or something. Well, not pre-K. I'm not about to breastfeed kids and have... I'm starting from like first grade equivalent.
Oh, first grade equivalent.
First
to
ninth.
That makes sense.
So it'll be just nine classes. This would be like a, this would be a private school that kids will get free scholarship for.
Wow.
You know, so when
you're changing the whole world.
Well, yeah, this would be a private school that'll be like the kids will get free scholarship for, because in Ghana, from first to ninth grade costs money. You have to pay. So a lot of kids can't afford it. A lot of kids just hanging around the marketplace, hanging out with their parents. They can't afford to go to school.
They can't afford, and then they turn adults, and
they just
that's it
in the street selling.
Wow,
you know. So that's my job, to avoid that. I'm going to try to stop that. Get these kids in school.
Wow,
for absolutely free. So now when this, you know, but don't get it wrong, you know, school is not ran by money. Don't fall from the trees. I know.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Teachers have to get paid. Principals have to be paid. Kids have to eat. You know, potentially, I might even potentially look into busting them. You know, that they don't even. I don't think that's done in Ghana.
Which
but
one?
I want to like busting the kids, getting a bus to pick them up from certain corners.
Oh yeah, you gotta do that too.
That's possible. I'm telling you, this school gonna be so special that everybody think about it. These kids, because the class gonna be very intimate. You know, I'm looking like maybe 25 kids per class.
25.
So 20. Let's say 25 times 9. What is that? But those 20, went up.
You're asking
went
the wrong Chinese
school,
motherfucker.
Went to a public 29. School.
Yeah, we're gonna have to ask.
How much? 225. Okay. All right. So I'm looking at possibly 25, between 20 to 30. It depends.
Oh, 20 to 30. Yeah, that's 20, an average out there.
Is it okay? 20 to 30 in a class. Okay.
Yeah.
1 through 9, about 230 students. Each year, you know, so you got to be very lucky, not just lucky, not just you have to be unfortunate, meaning like, you know,
how do you pick the students? Because everybody want to be in your class.
Yeah, 225 is not a lot. So I think we could definitely interview each kid and parent.
Oh,
it's very possible to know. I want to make sure what is, you know, because one thing about my Africans, we love to play sad. We love to play like we ain't got no money. I don't want no two working parents that got money trying to sneak their kid in my school for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want a kid that's like, both parents are like, no money, or father is deceased. So just something. It gotta be,
yeah.
I got to make sure that this kid really needs, can not afford this at all.
And also maybe one of the parents could help out in the school, you know?
Somebody said
you know,
that.
Something, you know, like kind of a
volunteer. To
a
do
volunteer
something.
Cause,
so true.
Because they, you know, hey, if they work four times a week, maybe they could be there once or twice a week and help out with, you know.
So true.
Any class or.
Well, it's something.
Yeah.
Whether it's custodian, feeding the kids.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Cooking,
Chinese best friend.
You know.
All this time I thought you were stupid.
Yeah, I stopped drinking ever since you left, Michael Blackson. My brain cells came back.
You drank today?
No, I've stopped drinking for a whole month.
Well, that's maybe I should be going more often.
I haven't gotten any heartburn from all them
tequilas.
Tequila that you got from Trader Joe's for $2.99. I'm like, Vivian's like, what's wrong with you? I swear to God, that tequila, I think I'm allergic. But I found out that I was just allergic to the cheap ones.
It's official, Marasoka. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. So back to the school.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do something that's kind of mean. I'm going to.
What
probably,
mean? Michael Blackson,
well,
what's.
When it's time. You know, mind you, once the school is built, I'm hoping to be done with the school, hopefully like January, February.
Oh,
what's
that's pretty close.
It's
five months from now.
Yeah, hopefully it could be done by then. Like, I've been so pissed at the guys that were building it. Mind you, this guy was this guy's supposed to be a cousin of my mother. Like, I never knew him as a kid, but, you know, he's with your cousin, my mother, that's a contractor, and, you know, and one thing about my continent, and everybody in Africa knows that, like, if you are not there keeping an eye on these guys and you sending money for them to build something, they would pocket the money half and do this and do that. So I think it was it's been slow, or things has not been going as fast because I think somebody has been taking money.
Oh.
You know, so I had to, like, pretty much go there and put my foot down, like, how, you know, what kind of material are you buying that this is not done yet, you know? Then I found out the guy that I was, quote-unquote, building my school,
yeah.
I heard, found out he was building something else.
Oh, he's building a mansion for
he's
himself.
He's building something else. So I'm like, so what could be happening, what could potentially could have been happening is he's using my material, half of my material, to build his stuff at the same time, especially if you're not giving them money physically. Like, my mother was not giving them money physically, but they would say, hey, material is expensive. My mother go spend the money on the material. The thing about it, she's not really sure how much material they're really using.
Oh.
Or they could just say, oh, the material is all gone. Mind you, they're probably using half the material on something else.
So your mom is the only one keeping an eye? How about your cousins? You have young cousins running around.
They're all in the city. My mom is way in the village. The school is being built in the village. So I think they've been taking advantage of my mom. So what I went, had a talk with them, you know, give my opinion. And sometimes when people don't think you know what they're doing, when they know that you know, then they get scared, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was very close. Like, my mother really, because he's a cousin of hers, she really convinced me not to get rid, not to fire him. She think I'm wrong. Mom, I think this is my instinct. Like, I found out they're building something else. And I'm like, this guy has no money.
Yeah.
Because his son showed me on his video that this thing they are building. This house or apartment, I don't know what it is. It's probably like a mile or two away from the school.
Oh.
You show me the thing you're building, and I'm like, how you guys building this? You guys have no money.
Uh-oh.
You know? And then I asked the kid. I guess the kid was telling me about this building because he was trying to have me give him money to help, right?
Oh.
to help finish it. So I looked. He said, hey, cousin, you know, there's a building. This is what we're doing for, you know, for residual income for the future. I'm listening, looking at myself like, you don't have no money. Your family, I don't have nothing. So then I say, what is it going to cost to finish this? And mind you, it was at the point, it was like almost in the same, it was like maybe 50% done when I went, you know. And I was like, what's it going to cost to finish it? Out of curiosity. He said about $40,000. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, you know, I see how much money I've spent on this school and it's still not done. Yeah. And the dad was right there because I'm looking, I'm like, and I just walked away. I was so pissed. I walked away.
Yeah, it's better sometimes just,
you know what I mean?
To be quiet.
So what I did, and one thing you never do, the mistake I made at first, was just sent all the money. Never sent all the money.
Oh, you sent all the money?
I sent all the money originally. You can't do that. So now, mind you though, I'm not just building a school, it's like a mission. So I have a school being built, and there's a house being built next to the school, which will be used for like, when people fly. Let's say I have, during the summertime, I have volunteers.
Yeah.
Come from the United States and want to go stay. Let's go stay in the village and have some summer classes.
Oh.
They could stay at this house.
That's a good idea. Like a nice little place instead of getting a hotel or
something. Yeah, and then it'll be right next to the school. I mean, it's not fancy, you know, but it's good enough. It's good enough place with bathroom and everything. So I built that first. And then so mind you, the money I originally gave them was supposed to build the house and then build the school. Then when they were done finishing the house, and all they did was put the basement part of the school, they said the money was gone.
Holy crap.
Yes. So that's what happened.
So you're like 25% done from the school, maybe 30?
Yeah.
And the rest is missing?
The rest is missing. So now I had a talk. So now here I am spending more money. You know, but this time I'm sent a little bit at a time. This is $20,000. Send me a picture of what you just did.
Yeah.
Let me see what $20,000 got me.
Yeah.
You know, there's another 20. Let me see what it done.
It has to be like that.
It has to be like that. So, but you know, it's the thing about it, that's something that happens in every third world country. You know, people out there are broke and have nothing, and they find every opportunity to take from other people, you know. So,
but sometimes, Mike, you know, when those kind of things happen, the Lord blesses you 1 million times
he
more.
Blesses you more.
So, yeah, we got the Save the World people. They're willing to do another event for you. So to kind of maybe help out with the school and the equipment, you're going to need, how many students you going to have? 250 people? At least 250 computers.
Well, we don't need 250 computers.
Or
because the computer will just be in a computer room. Because
you want to make them more updated and technology.
Definitely. Oh, definitely, man. Yeah. This school would be very special. I mean, that's why you have to be very special to enter the school. Now, what I said I was going to do that was going to be a little bit mean was when it's time to, mind you, we got to get teachers.
Yeah,
you know, the school's in the village. You know, how you convince teachers to come, you know, there are already a few schools out there already. There's a couple out there that I know of. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the best school, find out the best principal, and steal her from that school. Mind you, and I'm not sure, I hope the government don't get mad at me for this, but, you know, the average income over there is like, put it this way, $200 a month is a great income.
$200 a month?
It's a great job.
Wow.
$200 a month is a great job, you know? So imagine, let's say a principal makes like $300 a month, if she does, if she, you know.
That's like good money.
Great money. I would go to that school, find the best principal and give her $700 a month. She would get the hell out of it. She would leave right in a heartbeat. So I'm going to steal all the best best leaders in them schools in the area and bring them to my school. But then I'm going to definitely have, you know, get somebody to overlook.
And then
everything.
All the students are going to move because they like that principal.
Well, it's not gonna be that easy getting in my school. You can't just, you know, if you're already in a school, that means I'm gonna concentrate on the kids that are not in school first.
Yeah,
this will be my first
you're
priority.
Cherry pick them in the streets, like, hey, come over here.
Come on, you look homeless.
Maybe that's a good idea.
You
just
look homeless.
Walk around.
Come on, you not in school? Say less. Come on.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That's how I'm gonna start.
Maybe it's a good idea to do that. Walk around
during school hours.
Oh.
And see who's not in school.
Yeah.
And go and find out why they're not in school and bless them with education.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
You know, that's what, the NBA scouts do when they go find a good player. That's what they do. They walk around basketball games and or college
games. Well, high school, for high school and college, right.
So are you going to build an auditorium there, Michael Blackson? There's going to have to be a sports team. I mean, soccer.
Well, soccer is our biggest thing. There is a soccer field nearby. And the thing about it, I'm about to start sponsoring. Remember I told you about getting those jerseys?
Yeah. Okay. The people they want to make for you.
All right. We need to get on that because the soccer field, I was going to sponsor a whole soccer league over there. It's like they have like 4 or 5 teams in a village. So I was going to sponsor the whole thing and use that field for the kids to play on that field.
Oh, so they could just go there.
Just go there.
And maybe a few hours a week or
something like that. Wow. I'm excited about this, man. This is like a dream come true for me.
It is.
This is something that I think God touched my heart to do. You know, at one point I was going to do the easy way out and just build like a rec center. But I'm like, rec center, no. I need to educate these kids. I need to teach these kids. These poor kids can't afford to go to school.
Wow.
That's more important.
You're changing lives, Michael Blackson.
I'm on the way.
240 kids are...
Oh, yeah.
The whole life is going to change for the rest of their lives. Now they have opportunity. They have all kinds of, feed the family. They will... Maybe later you open up a jobs there, you know? Sky's the limit.
Yeah, it is, definitely, man. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
You have a good heart, Michael Blackson.
No. So
congratulations.
Even though I was there 3 weeks, I made 2 trips to the village, and the village is about 3 hours away from the city. Yeah. So I made 2 trips there by road, just to make sure everything was, good. So now they're back on track because I was so pissed about what happened that I had, stalled them for, 2 weeks. And now they're back on track. So let's get the school built. Let's start educating these kids. My whole plan originally was to have it ready next month, but things didn't go as planned because I think money got stolen. So
And also you decided to open up more classrooms. So what else did you do over there, Michael Blackson? I saw you give Rada some of your cousins or friends there gave her a peacock. She got scared the hell out. Did she cook that peacock to peacock fried rice?
My buddy Fuse is a worldwide musician.
Yeah, I heard that guy. He's real good.
Very, very talented guy. And he has peacocks in his house. He has 4 or 5 of them. So he tried to give us a peacock as a present for our engagement.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. Rada is afraid of animals. Anything.
What?
Yes.
She's afraid of animals and her fiance is Michael Blackson?
Exactly. Rawr. I had no idea. She's afraid of anything. Rada. But she never told me she was because she probably figured she'd tell me she was afraid of stuff.
She's not afraid of chickens.
She's afraid of chickens. She would not.
Her mom has chicken, right?
Rada is afraid of anything that moves, crawl, flies, anything that barks. Meows, roar.
How? All of us Asians, all the animals are a friend except for cat. There's a lot of stray cats in the Philippines. They were biting people.
Well, of course they're biting. You trying to eat the motherfuckers.
Not me. Not that I know if I've eaten one of those, but you never know. My uncle's crazy.
You think your uncle have ate a cat before?
Oh, my uncles? Yeah, I'm sure they've ate some. Quite a few.
Have you ate anything accidentally? I think I might have accidentally ate a dog before.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not, you don't know what it is.
No, because I know I was in way back when I was a kid. I was in Nigeria. I was in this place called Cross River State. I was in Cross River State, and I remember I went, in the marketplace, they sell all these sticks, this meat on a stick.
Yeah, we have that.
Suya. They call them suya, And I went and bought some meat on a stick. And I ate it, and that whole night I just kept hearing rawr, rawr,
and then now you're still
rawr.
Your friend what rawr. Is that guy's name? Donald Motombo. We gotta have him as a guest on a show one day. Donald Motombo.
Oh, definitely. We're gonna bring down.
If he's available.
Yeah, he's available.
Is he in Ghana too?
No, he's here.
Yeah, we need to have him.
His wig is here. His head is here. So we could get him.
You get him? You think he's at a pool party right now?
Nah, he's probably...
That guy's wild, man.
He's probably doing his taxes.
Oh, yeah, that guy causes a lot of craziness in the internet lately.
A lot of stuff been happening in the internet, man.
Yeah.
Let's.
I can't believe you're keeping up to date with all this news. I see Donald Motombo every week.
It's a lot's been going on.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Latest thing I know that Kerry Richardson, I hope I'm saying her name right.
Oh, the runner lady.
So the runner lady who was disqualified from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because she smoked weed.
Yeah. Boo. Everybody smokes weed.
Usain
Bolt smokes weed.
The thing about it, she smoked weed and she was still fast. Imagine she smoked crack. She would be at the Kentucky Derby. Fuck the race. She'd be running with the fucking horses. Okay?
Yeah.
But so they had, I guess it's more like a charity run, something like that.
Also, yeah, they disqualified her for the Olympics.
They disqualified the Olympics, but I think the world was curious.
Yeah.
To how fast she really is and can she keep up with the girls that won?
That won in the Olympics.
So they had this thing called a Profontaine, some kind of classic, 100-meter running classic race with her and those girls that won and a few other girls, like 8-9 of them.
Just to see the world, just wondering
what should have done in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, they were wrong for that because the girls trained for the Olympics. Like this girl, she came in last place. She came like 9th place out of 8 niggas or something like that. It was like, she's like way last. Like, dog, she's like way last. Yeah, I think she was so far back. Like the other girls in first class and she was in coach. That's how fast. That's how far apart they were. Came in last place, complete last. But she must have raced by confidence. She probably just thought she was so good that she didn't need to train or practice. Cause I don't think she really practiced. You know. She probably just because when she got disqualified, what she was doing? Making appearances here and there?
Oh, she was
turning up, hanging out. I thought she was going to date the baby.
Yeah, they did a video together, I think.
Something where he was trying to holler at her, whatever. You know, she was hanging out with everybody. The baby, little baby, big baby.
Little Bow Wow.
Low Bow Wow, big Bow Wow, low John, big John, grown up John, medium John, adult, the adult, the baby, the infant, grown up. She was turning up with everybody. So,
yeah, there's no way she could.
The thing about it, she should have just not did it. You know what? That's like me. That's like me not going on stage for 2 months and then decide because I feel like I'm just so good at stand up. I go compete against a guy that was just on stage yesterday.
Oh, you know? Come on, Michael Blackson. Don't underestimate yourself. I've seen you on stage. You kill them motherfuckers. I think if you take. Oh, you took a few months off?
Yes. I came back.
You're seasoned.
I am.
I mean, you've been fucking running the stage for, 28 years now?
Yes. I was off stage for a whole month almost. And the first day I came back, I went straight to work. I was able to make
money
back
for your big school.
Oh, yeah.
Make some money
for your especially
school.
After these guys are stealing money. So now I have to go get money back. So, so that's what happened. The girl raised and...
Wow,
you know, and it was terrible because everybody knows she liked to.
She's the last out of 9 people.
She was 10th out of 9 people.
I can't believe.
I mean, the thing about it, you know, she's known for smoking weed, but at that race, she got smoked. Right? She got smoked like a blunt that Snoop Dogg smoked.
They should have. It's Snoop Dogg's green room.
Yes, so it was. But you know, I think she'll bounce back. Sometimes we need things to humble us.
Yeah.
She probably was so probably confidence and cockiness, all of that combined.
You're right.
And sometimes things humbles you. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you just think you're on top of the world,
That's it. Sometimes, you know, shit gotta wake you up.
You need stuff to just calm you down sometimes. So that's what happened.
Well, I hope she comes back, Mike, because, you know, I want to see her run again.
Well, yeah, definitely want to see her run again. I want to see her redeem herself. That's the most important part. You have to redeem yourself. Because black people, we are just, we're very mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys blew up the internet. There's so much memes about her.
We
they forgot about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, like, thank you, Shakira Richardson, for coming in ninth place. You know, even Kelly, like, thank you. Now they can stop talking about me. You know, so it's all good, man.
Yeah, she'll be back. Shakira,
I wish you the best. I'm not, you know.
Maybe you should have her as a guest in the show, Michael Bloxon.
Who, Shakira?
Yeah, you think she'd come?
Yeah, why not? She should.
Producer, you think we can have her, sir? Shakira? Shakira, what's her name?
Richardson. Another thing that happened also recently, of course, we all know about PJ Washington, who got finessed by the IG Brittany Renner for $200,000 a month. This guy. So I think a lot of these women, you know, the women out there that target athletes for a reason, you know. These athletes make a lot of money. The nigga on the bench makes $2-3 million a year, okay? If you know what child support is on that, I mean, it's a lot of money. So there are some women out there that target athletes, and, you know, some of these guys don't be thinking. We see a nice booty and a nice smile.
Automatic.
And, you know, next thing you know, you're pregnant, and you stuck with $200,000 a month.
Damn.
For 18 years, okay?
That's
exactly what happened. She told everybody she definitely made her come up, okay? I guess for the next 5 years, PJ's Washington's, Jackson's, and his Franklin's will all be going to Brittany Renner for her.
Oh, child support foundation. About her.
Wow. So fellas, be careful. Please be careful out there. Watch where you bust a nut in, put a condom on. Pull out. Just don't let no woman trick you. And these women will trick you like, oh my God, just nut in me. Give me that nut. I want to feel that nut. They'll lie to you and tell you they're on birth control. I'm on birth control. Let me feel that nut. I don't feel your cum.
And next thing you know, they disappear.
You came and she left to the family court. Okay?
Yeah, that happened to my friend, Mike, in the laboratory where I work. He already has 6 kids. And 12 years later, I guess the courts finally found him. He had an affair somewhere 12 years ago. Knock on his door, hey, they need DNA tests, I guess. And it was his kid. And he goes, fuck, he just went home to the Philippines. it's no point. He goes, there's no fucking point working anymore.
How old is the kid?
12. So he owed back child support.
Whoa. See, they got to know their rules and laws. Like, if you don't know the child wasn't yours, you're not responsible. Yeah, I guess it depends on the state.
Oh, yeah, California. He got him. I went to a child support court before, and there's this guy. He was like 55 years old. And he was in court. I hear everything. The judge goes, you still owe $450,000 in child support. So I guess he was a military. He goes, judge, I'm disabled now. I was in the military. I didn't know this was my kid. And so he got end up screwed. So,
yeah. So, fellas, you know, pull out, put a condom on. You know, we need male birth controls, man.
They should have that.
We need like a plan B or plan D for the plan of the dick. Plan D.
You're right, huh?
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci never invented that?
Yeah, man. Come on. Get us out of family court.
Oh, they're trying to trap us. That's why.
Dr. Fauci works for them, man.
Yeah, they will never make male birth control.
Fellas, be careful out there, you know. But besides that, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm happy. I'm engaged.
Congratulations,
thank you
Michael
very
Bloxon.
Much. I'm a happily engaged man. Love my fiance.
Are you gonna make a Chinese African baby soon?
Yeah, pretty soon we'll probably hope make some Tiger Woods mixed with Barack Obama's. Okay. Well, if it happens, you know, I mean, I'm not a spring chicken. But
you could just leave the kid in Ghana for your school.
Oh.
And you don't have to take care of the kid until later. Can I drop off Chinese baby there?
That's a good idea, man. I put him sit in, right? Have the baby in Africa, have him go to the school in the village, right?
Yeah, that's what happened to us, me and my brothers. My mom and dad dropped us off in the Philippines when we got big, brought us here. And then when we were in the airport, my parents picked us up. We're like, who are these strangers? We're going to live with them.
How old were you then?
Well, I was 14. I knew who my mom was, but I was living with my grandma. My grandma was a principal of the middle school and high school.
For real?
So I had a good life. Shit, you know, lunchtime, you don't have to wait in line. 1,000 kids, like, oh, this is a big school. Come over here, go eat. Hang out in the principal's office. I never did homework in my life. That was probably a bad thing.
Well, congratulations, man. You had a...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you still turn out something. I mean, you...
Yeah, well, I don't know, my girl. What...
I mean, you could, okay, you turn out to be a piece of shit, Johnny.
Yeah,
but don't
worry
about
it. Thanks a lot, Mike. You don't have to filter.
It's not too late, Chinese best friend. You could
make
a difference.
Yeah, can I go to your school then? Well, it's too
late.
Nah,
you won't need to work.
No, I'm too late, yeah. Well, congratulations on your engagement to your sweet, beautiful, loving, caring girlfriend that always makes sure Michael Blackson is fed. She's always...
Yeah, she cooked me breakfast and lunch.
Oh, my God.
And then give me good loving.
Yeah, I picked up Michael Blackson at the Los Angeles airport the other day. The moment we walk in, there was 18 million bags of food. I'm like, Mike, did she forget that she only has to feed one mother sucker?
Well, she figured out Africans are always hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry anymore, Ryder.
She found out how to get to a man's heart is through their stomach.
Right.
It's but either 14-inch knife from the stomach to the heart or just feed the mother suckers.
Well, she feeds me and then later on she takes the food out of me indirectly. But yeah, man, shout out to Ryder. Shout out, life is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you
got a lot
much.
Of shit happening, Michael Blackson. A
lot more, man. Well,
yeah. I miss you. Welcome back to the United States of America. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was great talking to each other.
Great talking to you, Michael Blossom. Right.
Okay. Fuck everybody. We out.
Yeah, we're out. See you in the next episode.
The Mother Sucker Podcast.
Yeah.
Rock. Rock.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeart Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.